And welcome back to My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. And I'm Teresa.
I'm Mark. And we're on the show floor of the remodeling show.
They actually let Mark in this year.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed in last year.
Well,
I hadn't finished my bail yet, or parole, whatever I'm on.
Exactly, yeah. You're kind of on lockdown from a lot of, you know, public appearances because of those things that you do at them.
That's
that I won't
awesome.
Go into because it's a G-rated show.
Well, we were kind enough to be invited into the lead check booth, and we're being invited out of it as you tell everybody these horrible stories.
I don't think we're being invited out of it. I think it's very good. You know, I got a chance to try out lead check before you showed up today at the lead check booth, and it's really a cool product.
It does look like a cool product. We are going to get a live demo here on the air.
We are. It's very cool.
But have you seen anything while you've been walking around between demonstrations and appearances here at My Fix It Up Life?
Mm-hmm.
You got anything for us? You got anything to report?
Well, but basically for the last half hour, I've been following Joe Moriarty around the convention center. Everywhere I go, he's there. He's the expert from Lead Check. And I swear, like, I feel like I've got a little sensor on him that I'm, like, basically next to him. So if he's in our hotel room later, that's why.
Well, I have seen in my... I'm basically taking one route back and forth, the main road through here.
Yes.
And I have seen the bossest Ford truck that I've ever seen.
Really?
It's a concept truck. It's got a bridge crane in it.
It does not.
It does.
Really?
Yeah. Not kidding.
Did you order one of those?
Got five.
Five of them on the way to our house. I'm glad that I'm not home to receive that delivery because we would not accept that delivery at all.
It's like, it's like 10-wheel drive.
Really?
Yeah. The five-year-old boy in me is just all the way out.
Well, we have a special guest here in the Lead Check booth.
Yes, we do.
We do. Lauren Hunter is here joining us.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we are so excited to talk to you. You write for Replacement Contractor, Remodeling Magazine. What don't you write for?
I don't write for Builder. I don't write for Eco Home. I've got several fantastic coworkers that write for those magazines, and we share a lot of content, so I'm going to tell them all about what we saw here at the remodeling show, too.
And you're on Twitter, too.
I am.
Yeah, we follow you on Twitter.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I follow you guys.
Oh, that's so good.
I follow myself on Twitter. I don't know what else to do there.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Are you very entertaining on Twitter?
Of course I am.
You find yourself
really... Yeah, I'm hysterical. Yeah. I think I'm great.
Yeah. Yeah, basically he does. That's very true.
So my audience is one.
There you go. Yeah. And you like yourself on Facebook, too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
And his mother.
That's right.
Yeah, basically, that's the two of them having a Mark party. But I want to know what you think. What's cool this year at the remodeling show? What, have you seen anything yet?
You know, I just actually went through the new products pavilion before I stepped over here.
And really?
There's some neat new things over there. I saw Grace Bondera has a new product that replaces mastic. You roll it out. You can use it on walls and countertops for putting down tile. That looks really cool. A lot of great new green products in there. I've seen some, and this is something I just heard about this morning, and now I've seen it from two different manufacturers, point-of-use tankless hot water heaters, which I had not heard of before. I've heard of them for the whole house. Now you can put one under your sink in the bathroom and just have hot water in your bathroom, and that's really cool. So there's lots of neat stuff here.
Awesome.
That is so cool. We're going to have to hit that new products pavilion
before
we get out of here. Yeah,
without
definitely.
A doubt. Oh, that's great. Now, since you're the editor of 45 or 50 magazines.
Feels that way.
Is there any kind of hot stories you're working on right now for future issues?
We are keeping our eye on a couple of things. Home performance is a big trend in the industry. We did a home performance issue back in June, and it's something that we're going to keep following going forward because so many people are interested in upgrading their homes, making them more energy efficient. That's the homeowner's side, but we want to make sure the remodelers also know how to get involved in that if they want to become energy auditors or do some kind of energy upgrade work, because there are a lot of products that you have to use, the blower doors and the air current testers and things like that, that are very technical, and you have to have the education. It's not just going in and saying, I can do this. So we want to make sure and give them some information on how to take the time to get that education, and then also marketing and selling once you get into that arena and all of that. We're also looking at RRP as another big trend in the industry. So
now, for those of us who don't know what RRP is, what does that stand for?
This is the EPA's repair, renovate, and paint rule. I think I got that right. I might have gotten my R's mixed up there.
I think you got it right, too.
But
yeah.
This is a rule that's focusing on homes that are built before 1978, and it's very technical about how you have to perform work when you're disturbing a space that's more than something like 6 square feet. You have to do all kinds of lead testing. You have to have lots of dust mitigation and lead abatement tools at your disposal. You have to, you know, dress up like an astronaut in your spacesuit, basically, make sure that everybody on your crew and in the household is safe from any lead that might
awesome.
Be in that house.
And I'm not setting you up to try to quiz you on a question you don't know
right.
the answer to, but you clearly are very familiar with it. And do you know if there is an element of record keeping that the contractor has to go through?
You know, there are a lot of records that the contractor has to keep. And I actually just came across a product recently called the Lead Records Organizer supposed to help remodelers keep track of all the forms that they have to fill out, all
Ooh.
The data they have to keep track of.
Yes.
And it also
that sounds
helps
good.
them put together a packet for the homeowners at the end of a project saying these are the steps that were taken and this is what you need to know.
I jumped through all the hoops. Here's the paper trail.
Yeah, yes. Exactly right.
So they don't have to invent it themselves.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's huge.
I think it's going to be really helpful for a lot of folks.
That is huge. What was it called again?
It's called the Lead Records Organizer.
I can't get her on anything. I'm trying to ask her stuff.
You're trying to stump her?
I know she doesn't know the answer
really?
to.
Really? Why don't you ask her what your favorite color is?
What's my favorite color?
Well, I'm going to go with black.
See?
So what am I thinking right now?
You're thinking of the next question you're going to ask. She was.
Well, that's it from Lauren Hunter, everybody. This next segment's brought to you by 5 minutes of silence.
5 minutes of Mark pouting, basically. That's so good.
Oh, that's great. So you're covering the RRP stuff, mm-hmm. which is obviously relevant for what we're talking about here at LeadCheck.
Right.
The blower door stuff in the home performance, which is sort of different than remodeling. More, it's related to it, mm-hmm. but it's a different business model.
It is a completely tangential thing. I don't know. Do you know the comedian Mitch Hedberg?
No.
No.
He has this joke about, you know, he's a comedian and people keep asking him to write for sitcoms. They're like, he says, that's like going to a farmer and saying, or a restaurateur and saying, can you farm? No. So just because you're a modeler doesn't mean you can do home performance or other stuff. You have to have the education.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah, you figure if you have tools, you might as well be able to do everything, right?
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of people get in over their heads thinking that
all you need to do is have a, you know.
I got a truck and what did
Spicoli's? I built a deck once. I can do everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll do your bathroom for you.
Sure. Yeah.
Sure.
I'll do that trim job. No problem.
Yeah. I've seen guys trim and look like they used an axe instead of a miter saw.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that could be kind of hot in a way.
We're up against a break.
We are.
Lauren,
we're going to have to say goodbye.
And thank you for awesomeness.
Well, thank you for having me.
And I will have Mark's going to have to practice for the next time we talk to you so that he can stump you.
I'll have to go read my textbooks.
Awesome. And we'll be trying to stump somebody else next
on my Fix It Up Life.